Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hitmen, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say all the welcome and listeners now, WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station. Also our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida, and 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. Big show for you today. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, categories will be the best and worst smells and the best places in the United States to get a sandwich. Ask the Men's Room is back. Profile This is on tap as well. We'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. And today is the day of our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
A couple of things that have come to pass. You went through the list of what they say the 10 worst jobs to have in America.
That's it.
One of those things was a broadcaster, and someone says, I have a college degree for television broadcast. I left the field after 3 months because the pay was like working in fast food. Someone else says, as far as just bad jobs, guy says, I used to clean a slaughterhouse where they killed 800 cows a day.
Oh, man.
It's like, that was pretty gross.
Man, it's amazing you didn't get sick.
Yeah.
You know?
And then we were talking about the fact, and we just can't explain this, that grocery stores, for whatever reason, it seems that their public restrooms are more disgusting than any other organized places, public bathroom. I mean, gas stations, porta potties, you name it. So people were saying, the one very complimentary one, they said, listen, man, the restrooms at Whole Foods are stellar.
Apparently,
That makes sense. And then I will not say which particular grocery store chain keeps coming up, but everyone's comment, I used to be a manager there, man, they don't have anyone designated to clean the bathroom. So basically, somebody cleans it when something goes wrong. All right, there's no one does it, but something has to go severely wrong. Yeah, someone else saying most disgusting bathrooms I've ever experienced in my life. Very popular grocery store chain, but yeah.
I think the as far as pooping on the road, I know a lot of people
who are
really, really locked in with Starbucks.
Yeah, well, they do a pretty good job.
For some reason, that seems like the go-to.
Because they have a lock.
Yeah. And it's a cleaner bathroom tradition.
Absolutely.
And so it's just, Starbucks, I got to go to the bathroom.
But Starbucks was hip to this. You got to buy something, right? So some places you can run in and say, hey, man, I really need to use your bathroom. No problem. Starbucks are like, I would love to. Man, you got to buy something. I think because their bathrooms are clean.
You know, I mean, I get it for a lot of people who have medical problems. You know,
sure.
People who have IBS or people who have emergency situations where they need to use the bathroom. I just go buy something. I don't want to argue with anybody.
Place to use the bathroom, it's already a DEFCON 5.
Yeah.
I'm not changing.
Right.
Like, if I walk into your place.
So I'll tell them, I'm going to poop first and then I'll come and I'll buy a coffee.
First words out of my mouth are, hey, where's your bathroom? It's not because I'm comfortable, right?
No, you got to poop.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
But other fast food places, you can just run in and use them.
Absolutely. Random, and it looks like it. It doesn't have blood on them.
I did that recently with somebody, and it took forever. They were like, they got to find a Starbucks.
It's like, they specifically had to go to a Starbucks. Oh, my God. Hello, Janelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hello, Janelle. Welcome to the program. The random question. Man, oh, man, did you call it a good time? Since we're on the topic of going to the bathroom, when did you have to deal with poop that was not yours, Janelle?
I cleaned house for a living, and I had an elderly gentleman that had the case of the runs, and he got it all over his furry slipper boots, and I had to clean it all up.
Did he ask you specifically to clean up his slippers?
Well, he wasn't really capable.
Okay, all right. So you went in there, you just took care of everything.
Yeah.
Did you hate going to his house the most?
No, he was lovely. Yeah,
I'm sure he wasn't. Look, my grandmother was a wonderful woman, but she pooped all the time when I went over there. I don't know if I'd be excited to see her. Like, talking to her on the phone would be great.
I don't think my grandparents are capable of making a mess. They just sit in a chair. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're even moving that much. Maybe they walk to the bathroom. Maybe they walk to the kitchen to get something to eat. But they're not really big mess makers, you know, for the most part.
That's good.
All right. Well, the reason we asked, when did you have to deal with a poop that wasn't yours? This just happened. The eastbound lanes of a highway in Washington were closed after a semi-truck hauling human waste overturned. Como TV reports that a crash on I-90 near Sammamish caused a four-mile backup because of all the crap. Washington State Patrol Trooper Rick Johnson says it appears the driver fell asleep. The driver was rescued with minor injuries. However, this was one of those trucks, and you've seen these trucks before, where they have, like, it's a dump truck, and then there's that big, long bar, and then there's another dump on the back.
Yeah.
So it's like carrying two separate things. One of these
for number two. Yeah.
One of these completely. But it's amazing, because when you look at the pictures of what happened, it's really just poop all over the highway. Like, it's definitively...
Where did it cut? Like, how did... It doesn't seem like the right kind of truck to be loading poop around.
What kind of truck do you put poop in?
Like a porta-potty truck or something. Like, there's blue stuff. That just seems like a dump truck that's now full of poop.
And I don't know where they got it, but I mean, it really was. It was two dump loads full of crap.
And then the worst part...
Odd. Don't have your sunroof open driving behind that thing.
But Robin pointed out, and I didn't think about it. She goes, like, look, it's fine. The thing goes over, and I'm sure police direct traffic around it. But at some point, you have to drive through it. And your tires have treads. I mean, so like the treads of your tires, and you know this as you're driving through just mountains of poop, probably hydroplaning a little bit, and all you can think is...
Hydroplaning on crap.
On poop, right? I mean, he's like, I'm going to the car wash immediately, because I would not pull that into my home.
No.
Right? I mean, just like something, man. I don't know. I got to think, if you're random, a local car wash, you got an uptick in business today.
God, that is awful. Random, I hadn't seen that one yet.
Oh, yeah. Random, that's all poop, random, dude. Random, hello, Aaron. Random, welcome to the men's room. Hola. You there?
Yeah, as far as I know.
All right, Adam. Let's go with this one. I think you're the type of
Aaron.
Guy. Eric. Okay, Eric. I think
Aaron.
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 Oh, Aaron. All right, gotcha. Eventually I'll get
there
it.
There we go.
All right, Aaron. What happened in Vegas?
I've never been to Vegas. So
you've never been to Vegas?
Ooh.
Have you ever been invited to go to Vegas?
Yeah.
And what was your, why didn't you end up going?
I don't think I'd enjoy Vegas. I'm pretty sure all I would do is spend money on prostitutes.
I was going to say, what is...
so you know your weakness, but I can okay. respect that. Like, hey, dude, it's not Vegas. It's fucking Vegas has what I'm looking for. That's the problem.
So what would you all say right. would be, in your mind, your closest Vegas-type experience? I know you've never been there, but what would you assume it would be? Have you had anything close to that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Have you ever bought a prostitute?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times.
Okay, all right.
Plenty.
All right, well, that would be something.
So your fear in Vegas, it's not that I'm going to gamble my money away. I'm going to F my money away.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But like a large portion of money.
Okay, and when's the last time you got yourself a prostitute?
I don't know, maybe like a year ago.
All right, okay, so how often do you partake in this industry?
Anytime I can find an Asian one.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. All right.
I appreciate where you're coming from. I'm like, look, this is what I like. This is what I do. Any questions?
Okay. Exactly.
So how much does it cost you on average to get what you're looking for? How much money?
Well, that kind of depends on what you're looking for. I've come to learn that the Asian girls almost always charge more.
And you're attracted to Asian women? Is
well,
that
yeah,
right?
Be a specialty. I mean, like, come on. Look, if you have your own tab.
That seems to be kind of like a fantasy with, like, every dude. And they're like, oh, well, every guy wants me, so I can charge more.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
I mean, that's how any product works. There's a reason why Coca-Cola costs more than the generic stuff, even though it's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I've also come to find out it is a myth that hooker midgets charge half price.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Such an educating show. Here we have. Hey, Mike, how was your trip? You just went to Vegas not too long ago. Did you do anything? What was your most memorable experience when you were in Vegas? You
shooting a 50 cal.
Okay, so you went to the range?
Correct.
Okay.
I was hoping so much you said yes to that.
Did you go see a show?
I did. I went and saw Chris Angel, Mind Freak.
How was the Mind Freak?
You went to the Mind Freak.
I went to the Mind Freak and it was great, man.
He freaked your
start
mind?
To finish.
What's the best trick he did? What's the one that blew you away?
It's his trick that he's done forever that he said, I've never actually seen it in person. He walked vertically down a ladder. He stood on top of a giant, like, painter's ladder and then just went horizontal and walked down the thing. It was nuts.
I'd have to see that to understand it.
Mind freak.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw David Blaine once in person. That was pretty impressive.
What was your best food while you were there?
Oh, best food. Hang on a second. I got to think on that one.
You know it's going to be a letdown when he tells you.
That's why I asked.
Oh, it ain't going to be that much of a letdown. I went to the Yard House. They got really good pizza there. No, I went to Hash House of Go-Go. You know what? I went there. It's called Hash House of Go-Go. It's in the Link.
Okay.
And they make phenomenal pancakes.
Jesus, Mike.
They are massive,
come
dude.
Come Vegas. Come man. For the pancakes.
I wanted to go back and get their chicken and waffles. Their chicken and waffles is massive. It is four Belgian waffles stacked on top of each other with like a giant chicken patty and a steak knife right through it all.
So let's review. Mike's Vegas trip. Get to shoot a 50 cal at the range. They have plenty of those.
Pancakes.
Mind Freak and then delicious
right.
pancakes.
And I drove a 45-mile-an-hour go-kart.
Ooh, okay, now that see, that's cool.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It wasn't as cool as the, you know, Ferraris that they were driving out
there. How long, it was like a go-kart on a track?
Yeah.
How long were you allowed to drive it for?
I think I had 10 minutes out there.
Okay, because okay, I was a bad. Kid, I went to the go-kart track. It always just seemed like as soon as you were starting to have fun, get into it, the guy would start coming out and waving you back in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Time to come back in already. You know what I mean? Reason we asked what happened in Vegas, I guess this thing is going viral. Or there's an email going around right now that was posted on Facebook by a wedding group, and it's from a woman, and she is a bride and reluctantly inviting her Vegas bachelorette party people, and the woman promptly emails a list of rules for the 18 people who are going to this Vegas party, right?
Oof, already out.
18 people are going, bachelorette party, Las Vegas. Number one, no hard liquor. Quote,
Jesus.
I don't want to be tempted by these foul drinks. Please stick to light beers and red wines and no drugs, including you people with Adderall. As I will not be studying, there's no need. I will not be studying, so there's no need for Adderall.
You can't have Adderall because I'm not going
to
take Adderall.
So you can't do Adderall to have fun, but you can take Adderall because you need to pull an all-nighter because you need to study.
Well, it's like Xanax before the plane. Pop three of them.
Okay. No sex. Number two, quote, as none of us have committed ourselves to husbands yet, there's no need to have premarital sex, and please don't invite random men back to the suite. I don't want to be robbed. Number three.
Who is this person?
Each member, please send $50 each for groceries. So $900 Jeez. Total for the groceries. Number four. And finally, she scheduled a church trip for the Sunday morning there in Vegas before they fly out. Quote, I think it'll be a nice way to cleanse us of our sins from the week.
That woman's going to have sex with a dude.
Three of them.
Yeah.
At once.
That's drunk. Projecting a lot.
On Adderall.
And Jack and Coke.
Right. Why eating somebody else's food?
I was doing shots.
More of the random question coming up, 844-999 Ola. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with Drink of Toast with the shot of the day. Your guess is as good as my categories. Delicious sandwiches and smells on the way. In the meantime, it is our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Brooke. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going?
Good, Brooke. How are you?
Awesome. Good. I actually just drove into Moscow, Idaho while I was waiting on hold, so that was one hell of a drive.
Wow, good for you. Did you make good time?
I think so, considering the circumstances.
Right.
Why did you go to Moscow, Idaho? I can't think of a single reason I would do that unless the authorities are looking for me.
Well, the authorities might be looking for me. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. All right, let's go with this one.
I have to go see my surgeon and everything.
Oh, geez, man.
But Google Maps took me through an open field on a detour around a road closed on Highway 26.
Well, you know, ironically enough, we have a question based on that, so I'm going to ask it to you.
Nice.
How did you get lost?
So, it all started with Google Maps. On Highway 26, I think it was just after Othello or something like that. It was probably 10 or 15 minutes before Washchukna.
You are naming a list of places.
Oh, I know exactly where that is. Yeah,
Washchukna?
There's a Sheets there. So.
Yeah, right?
So what happened?
Small towns in the middle of nowhere. The highway was closed down, and so I followed Google Maps advice, and they told me to take a left at the road closure. And so I took a left there, followed this windy road throughout the back roads in the middle of nowhere. And then it drove me up into this residential area, told me to take a right-hand turn into a gravel driveway. And I was like, And so it was a shacky old house with blankets and curtains hung up in the window or sheets and stuff. And so it took me past that. down this dirt road that turned into grass, and then I was driving through some tire tracks and some grass up and down these mounds.
What kind of car do you have?
An Acura CL Type S, so it's like a two-door coupe.
Oh, all right, yeah, just the ideal vehicle.
What are you thinking as you're driving onto the set of an obvious horror movie?
If I get stuck, I'm effed.
Did you make it? Did it take you to the place you needed to be eventually?
Absolutely. That's where it gets interesting, though. So it tells me to take this random left. And when I got over those mounds, it was just open field all around me. And I was like, I don't know where I am. There's no road in sight. Google Maps has me taking this back-ass way, and it's completely crazy. And so I turn left where the tire marks turn left at, because that's where Google Maps told me to turn left. And then those dust bunnies that go across the roads, those are bigger than the hood of my car. And there were probably like six or seven of them in four different patches that I had to drive through where I couldn't even see the tire tracks in front of me anymore. And so then it took me up around this farmhouse on the backside of this nice-looking house and through the side of their lawn onto their gravel driveway and took me back out to the highway.
You're really like driving on people's lawns?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Google Maps.
So Google Maps is kind of like...
At what point do you go, this isn't a road,
right, exactly.
I need to turn around?
But it got her there.
I thought that various times going through that, but I thought, I made it this far, and I need to get back to the highway, and if I have to turn around and go all the way back where I came from, that's a long ways out of my way.
I mean, so I kind of like...
if I get stuck, I get stuck.
I like that Google Maps kind of has the attitude of like, look, mm-hmm. I can get you where you're going, but like, you're going to drive through people's yards, you're going to interrupt the barbecue, you're going to cut through the middle of a school, but at the end of this, after you've broken 80 laws, you will be exactly where you need to be. If you don't mind my asking, why is your surgeon so far away from where you are?
Oh, just because of what they specialize in and everything, so.
Okay.
It was just a revision that I need, so I have to come all the way back out here for a little revision that's going to take me a week and all that other stuff.
What do you got, Brooke, if you don't mind us asking, what do you got going on?
Classified.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But I do have all my teeth.
Well, good, because you need to chew the gum.
I just want to throw that out there.
I'm not one of them folks.
Well,
I got all my teeth.
Right?
I got a stick of gum
on
for
Friday,
you.
On Friday, you said I didn't have my teeth, so.
Why would we say that? Why do we imply that you have no teeth?
Because I asked Miles for some gum.
Okay, that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
But I also wrote another email after that where I asked for some gum, so just disregard that because I didn't think you guys were going to read that email. So if it comes up a second time, I'm sorry.
If we meet you, we're going to give you gum.
I'll get your gum, Brooke. All right. The reason we asked, how did you get lost?
Can you have gum?
I'm glad we asked Brooke that question. Unbelievable.
No kidding. Good Lord.
And we've heard this story before. There was a story about a bunch of guys who were traveling and they had methamphetamine on them and
they
some other stuff.
They were supposed to go from Montreal, pick up some other questionable characters in Toronto, and then continue to Calgary, I think it was.
Either way,
right,
GPS took them through a border crossing.
Right.
Right, because that border crossing is farther north than Montreal.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, that just seems like it happened a month ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kodak Black was arrested last week at the U.S.-Canadian border, and he did not mean to go to Canada. He was driving from Detroit to Boston. His GPS gave him the most direct route,
yep,
which cuts through Canada. He didn't even know he was crossing into Canada until it was too late and they were asked for their passports. At that point, he figured it was easier just to keep following the GPS. But when he tried to cross back into the United States in Niagara County, New York, they caught him with guns and weed. Again, mm-hmm. He'd gone through one border.
Right.
Everything was fine. He tries to get back in, which we always say. If you do customs someplace else, it seems like a dream. It's the difference between going to the DMV in Baltimore and the difference between going to the DMV here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
It is a night and day experience, although they're doing basically the same function. When you try to get into the United States, it doesn't matter if you're from the United States, they treat you like you're not from the United States. If you go to a different country and you try to get into their country, they treat you like a welcome guest.
Sure.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, they'll ask you a couple questions, but it's not the same.
It is. I mean, like, here's your passport, you know, this is where I live, all the stuff, you know what I mean? And it is the stuff that... Although, actually, last time I went through customs, and it's always weird when you see those dogs, and maybe I'm one of those people with built-in guilt, because deep down, I know I probably have something on me, but not on purpose kind of thing. So, they have this little beagle, and I never know if they're sniffing for drugs or bombs, right? It's not like they wear something, and one of them, I'm definitely safe. The other, honestly, I'm not sure. So this little beagle sniffing around, standing in customs, and there's the most homely-looking woman on earth next to me. And I've struck a bit of conversation with her because we're waiting to get our luggage, right? And customs takes forever. So we're talking. She's like, oh, you know, I had a wonderful time. And What do you do? Oh, I'm a school teacher in some rural area. And I mean, she looked like a school teacher's son. And she's a teacher because she loves kids kind of thing, right? Sweetest woman. So this dog's walking around, man. And this thing focuses on her bag. And I'm thinking to myself, what does she have on her? So she's like, oh, yeah. She complies instantly. And they have her open her bag. They're going through the stuff. And everyone's gathered around because you just can't imagine with this sweet, sweet woman. Does she have drugs? Does she have a bomb? Turns out you can distract those airport dogs with a ham sandwich, friends. That was exactly what was in her bag. So the thing was, but the way the dog was acting.
It's a beagle.
Right, but they could not pull this dog away. This dog's indicating there's something up. And yeah, in the end, the dog wanted a ham sandwich. And I thought, so that's all I need to do is put a ham sandwich. Because they didn't check anything else, right? So if this woman was savvy, which is what I started thinking, because I like to think the worst of people. If she's savvy, she was carrying like 15 bricks of cocaine, but put that ham sandwich in there just to throw the dog off.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those dogs, when they're put on a scent, they're put on a scent for one thing, food. The end result is, if they find something, they get a treat. From the scent of being, you know, a regular animal, they're hunting an animal.
Sure.
So if you're a hound dog.
And there's a ham sandwich.
And you work on scent, no matter what it is, you will be rewarded most of the time.
She has a pig in a suitcase.
That's why they get all whipped up together, you know what I mean, and take off. Because what they know, man, they're all going to go in for the kill, and they're all going to get rewarded with food.
I was so glad that dog focused on her, though. Like, cool. Glad it's not
me. Did she keep the ham sandwich? She did not.
At the end of it, the TSA or customs person, whoever it is, when they kind of verify that it is, in fact, the ham sandwich that's making this dog crazy, and this dog's going nuts for it, yeah, she was like, we have to take the ham sandwich. I'm like, okay. It's her ham sandwich, man. Come on.
Yeah, it's a legal ham.
We got to take it. Hello, Alois. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
All right, let's see here. You have any children?
Yeah, I'm sure I've got some out there.
Do you know them?
Right?
Barely.
Okay. What would you say is the dumbest thing or the weirdest thing that you or someone else has bought for one of your kids?
Oh, man, what a rough question. I would say... Jeez, that's a tough one, man.
Look, it can be as simple as a 5,000-piece Lego set, because ultimately, you're the person who's going to have to clean that up.
Well, that just sucks. Like, anytime to buy something loud that has batteries, it sucks for you. And people do it on purpose, because they know you have to deal with it. The dumbest thing, well, my daughter's one, it's my first child, very excited, and my uncle, he was kind of the resident alcoholic in the family. We've all got one. This one was him. Very nice man, though. But he lives in Virginia. He gets wind that my daughter's born, and he sends, like, a gift card to my daughter. But we open it up, and I read this thing, and very sweet note. The gift card, keep in mind, she was maybe, I believe she was 6 weeks old at the time we received this. The gift card was $25 at Red Lobster.
Nice!
But it was for her.
Yeah, well, she's going to be against the Chesapeake cheddar biscuits, or whatever they're called.
But still, like, thank you, Raymond. That's she loves it.
Yeah. Let's see here. This is a crazy one. There is a new gadget for $150, and the reason, what is the dumbest thing you or someone else has bought for your kids? You can purchase your very own what's called a baby pod.
Oh, yeah.
It is a small speaker that can be plugged into any musical playing device of your choice and then inserted into the vagina to gently play your favorite tunes while your child is in the womb. It also features, can't make this up, earphones that hang out of the vagina so mothers and fathers can listen along too. With baby pod, babies begin to vocalize from the womb. It's a popular belief that a fetus can benefit from listening to music while they're developing in the womb.
Didn't they just debunk that like 2 years ago?
Well, the research behind the device did actually win a prize at a Nobel Award in 2017.
All right.
So that ceremony aims to highlight
freaks over there,
scientific research that first makes you laugh, then makes you think. And it claimed to show that 87% of babies react to music streamed vaginally by bobbing their head in the womb and shimming their body.
How do you know streamed vaginally?
I was going to say that.
Give me that vaginal music stream.
Streamed vaginally? However, there's not a load of independent research that touts the benefit of utero music. That's truly in utero, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Check out new G-Spotify. That's right, we play music for your baby. We play all the top hits curated by the finest DJs from one coast to the other. That's right.
Probably more like G-Love and special sauce.
Little Billy Eilish coming your way. Taylor Swift, never too early to get home. Become a Swiftie in the womb.
That is just weird, man.
She's walking by, sounds like one of those trucks.
Yeah, exactly. Just all bass. Where the hell is that noise coming from?
Vibrates the whole street.
I mean, look, I don't have a vagina, but I could imagine if I did. I'm done imagining it, but I would certainly get the basiest stuff on it, right? Look, if I'm going to use a vibrator as a means of stimulation, and now I have a vagina pod?
Small, tiny speaker.
Doesn't matter. That's why you put all the bass on there, bass man. It depends where you place it.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
So I would place it in that spot that I think I would like and be like, give me the bassiest stuff you got.
Ace of bass.
Random. Hello, Gianni. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, Gianni. How are you?
Finally came on.
How you doing?
Freaking Gianni.
What the hell's going on?
I'm all right.
Hey, Gianni, can you make a good gravy?
I just made some a couple days ago.
Did you? Hook it up with the meatballs, the whole deal?
No meatballs, just some pork butt and some Italian sausage.
Oh my God, man.
Hey, man,
that sounds great. All right, Gianni, we're going to go with this one. Have you recently gained more weight or have you lost more weight?
Gained more weight.
How much weight have you gained?
Probably almost 20 pounds.
In what period of time?
Since I've been unemployed the last couple of months, I've been kind of, a little docile.
All right, okay.
All right.
And is it because you've been looking for a job or you just decided to hell with it? I'm going to take this time, just figure my stuff out.
Looking for work and then eating mom's cooking, too. I moved back to Fresno, California, unfortunately.
Ah. All right, so you're living with your parents now?
Yes, sir.
No, wait a minute. You just asked the man, is he losing or gaining weight? What did you say you made and with what? Gravy with pork fat.
That sounds delicious.
It's Sunday.
It sounds
Sunday
so
deal.
Good.
I mean, it does, but right. I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Here's your newest excuse for not working out. A new study found that exercise can make you gain weight. And no, it's not from packing on more muscle. A team of researchers in England monitored 40 people after they started working out 3 days a week. The average person ate more after a workout because they're hungry and they felt like they deserved it. So the average person upped their portion size by 24% after a workout, or about 150 calories. Not all of them burned that many calories in the workout, so in the end, they actually ended up gaining weight. But with that said, they also exercised, got their heart rate going, so obviously it's still good. They say just be careful about rewarding yourself after you exercise. Now, another new survey also looked at America's workout habits and found the 10 most common excuses we use for not exercising. Number one is I'm too tired. 63% have gone with that one. It's too hot, too cold. Have too much work to do, just ate. I walked a lot today. I'm still sore from my last workout. The gym will be too crowded. I have to watch the kids. Gym is too far out. Blah, 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 blah.
All the stuff you've ever said in your life.
Exactly.
We got a few comments that came in, and one says, did Thrill just say his uncle is the resident alcoholic of the family? How is Thrill not holding that title? And I explained, look, I spoke wrong. I should have said he was. I probably am now. He has now passed, but at the time...
Oh, so he's not around.
Oh, yeah, up until then, he was carrying the torch, but it might be me now. Someone else says, a bit of interesting information about the dog at the airport going after the ham sandwich. Pork products are frequently cured with nitrates. Nitrates are a component and explosives.
Oh.
Just saying that the dog might be smelling the nitrates, not the ham so much, and that, in fact, was doing its job, but instead of... blowing up, and he got fed a delicious ham sandwich.
Random.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the men's room. Random. Hello, Ron.
Random.
Ronnie there.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up?
Hola.
Chris,
hola.
Welcome to the program. Random question. See if you can answer this one. Who did you fight? Who did you get in a fight with? Be it a physical or a verbal fight. What was your last fight then? Or most memorable?
That would be a coworker.
Okay. And how did that work out?
Well, it worked out very badly in the beginning because I got fired, but then in the end I ended up getting my retirement, full retirement, plus my medical benefits.
Wait, all right, so what exactly happened?
The gentleman, I'm a smaller man. The gentleman was extremely large, and he was just very, very obnoxious. He was a butthead.
Okay.
Is the nice word I want to say on the radio.
Strong language.
Yeah, I hope you didn't call him that.
But, oh, no, I called him something else.
Okay.
And so that went against company policy, and apparently they fired me. But through the union and whatnot, I ended up getting my full retirement benefits.
Now, did you get into verbal? So it was just verbal, it wasn't physical?
Only verbal.
Okay, because it doesn't sound to me like it'd be very good if it was physical.
The gentleman was extremely overweight, and he had several medical problems, so... if I was going to be physical, I'd probably have to take him at the knee.
Okay. And how old are you now?
I'm 55.
All right. So you're at that age. Were you close to retirement, or did this just put you over the edge?
I had to take a 4% cut on my retirement because they were only giving full retirement at 58. I could tell the company, but...
That's all right. Yeah. So are you happy that this actually went down this way then?
Oh, my gosh. everything turned in the beginning. It was just a total nightmare. I was totally disturbed that I wouldn't have enough to take care of the family and whatnot because I wasn't quite ready yet. But I ended up getting the full retirement benefits when originally they only wanted to give me like 10%. So anyway, I ended up with the full retirement benefits, the full medical benefits, and now I'm working for another company and the wages are not as good, but
you're still getting a double paycheck.
Oh, the money's just fine. It's just great.
Yeah, I bet it's rolling in.
When you get two, yeah.
Reason we asked, who did you fight? A Brazilian MMA fighter named Joyce Vieira was doing a swimsuit photo shoot on the beach in Rio earlier this month, and she saw this dude watching her. She quickly realized he wasn't watching. He had his equipment out, and he was working on it pretty vigorously. She told him to stop, and he said, quote, "Why? You don't like it? Come here." That's the wrong answer. He didn't know she was an MMA fighter. Joyce kicked him. He punched her back, and then she really got mad. She set upon him like a tornado made of feet, fists, elbows, and teeth. He started screaming, and when someone else came to help, he ran away. The photographer got some pictures, though, so police were able to find the guy and arrest him. For the record, he claims he wasn't playing with himself. He was just pig.
Yeah,
right. Want to her. Yeah, doing a photo shoot on a beach in a bikini. More of the Random Question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, we'll trigger tell us with a shot of the day. The return of Ask the Men's Room is on the way as well. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Ask the men's room coming up right before we drag it tell us with the shot of the day.
All right. Thanks to the commenters. We are back to the world of the drug sniffing dogs at the airport. All right. So in my case, I'm at customs. Beagle gets all excited about a woman's bag. In the end, it's a ham sandwich. And she had to give up the ham sandwich. So someone says, look, I've been to the airport for dog demonstrations. They have drug dogs, bomb dogs, and food dogs. The handler had a display of all the weird food items, typically from Asia, that have been smuggled. Someone else says, listen, about the dogs, it's much simpler than you think. There are different jobs for different types of dogs. So the smaller dogs, like the beagles, they're typically trained to detect contraband like food. Larger dogs, like the labs, they're used for sniffing out dope. It's simply whatever they're trained to sniff for.
Okay.
So I need to worry about the labs. More than likely, if I have anything to worry about at the airport, right?
It's a Labrador.
It's the labs that I need to worry about.
And it depends on where you're at.
What do you mean?
Well, certain state laws will let you know that dog's probably not looking for certain things in those states.
Well, sure. Yeah, they had to, like, untrain a bunch of dogs. Like, don't worry about weed anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my dog was all... There was a dog in the airport in California who was awful interested in my bag.
Oh, I bet he was.
Yeah, he was. He was very interested.
But, I mean,
and the thing is, this was a service dog for another passenger.
Yeah, forget drugs and stuff. Remember, that's how they got Gerald Fogel. There was a dog they had trained to sniff out like a USB or something that had contraband on it that was child porn, and the dog could sniff it out.
You're kidding me.
Oh, that's right.
That dog's impressive. He's also now in the state of Washington, so everybody's warned.
Crazy.
Right? I don't know what else that dog could sniff out.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you what, man. I the idea of running drugs through an airport is just not a good idea to me. So much of the joke about it, not trying to be a part of that. But we had gone to San Francisco like 10 years ago, maybe, something like this. And we had an event the night before. Everyone got pretty sloppy drunk. Meet at the airport. We fly to San Francisco. After we land, we all go to this Irish bar. It's like 11 in the morning at this point or something. But we go to an Irish bar. Everyone's going to get their drink on. We go to pay the tab. I open my wallet to grab some money. There's a joint in there, man. So I could not believe. Like, then I kind of freaked out. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Well, you made it at that point.
But even if they pulled me aside and said, sir, because you got to pull all that crap out. It goes to the
So we had to smoke it so he wouldn't put it back on the plane.
I did, in fact, smoke it. And I got really high and then got paranoid. Like, oh, my God, I could have gone to jail. But it was just the idea that had they pulled me aside and said, sir, is this yours? I'd have been like, you had to plant that. Like, in my mind, you would have had to have planted that. Because to me, I absolutely don't have a joint in my wallet.
Yes. Yeah, but I did. I've done it, too.
And really, we got like, somewhere and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I got somewhere and then was like, I can't believe I left that in my bag.
Right.
Oh, it's not that for me. It's always like a pair of cargo shorts that I packed.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't realize I have something in a side pocket or a jacket pocket or something like that. It's not that I intentionally brought something.
But no, when I travel
it's
now.
The unintentional thing that I got. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, because now when I travel, man.
And if I'd have known.
I'd pick a different bag.
Well, I took it. I went both ways. You know
even
what I mean?
The whole time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So you didn't even see it until you got back.
If I did, I would have smoked it.
That's what I mean.
You know what I mean? Like, I would have, because I would like to have some.
Was it
then.
Wrapped up or was it like
it was
a
in
loose
a tube.
Note?
It was a single joint in a tube.
Oh, okay.
So and I had it in the pocket of my cargo shorts.
Right. You just, and it's weird now. I get so paranoid about that. I dig through the duffel bags, right?
I just flew a bowl somewhere by mistake.
That's what I mean.
But then I had to leave it there.
Because you were afraid to take it back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, of course.
But did you smoke, did you use it when you were there?
No.
Okay. Quick side note. If you go to the Bahamas, I bought weed. It did not take long. We landed. I walked to the beach. Guy comes up, says, you want to buy weed. I said, is it that obvious? He pointed at my shirt. I had buttoned it two buttons off crooked. So, seriously. So, I buy the weed. I don't have anything to smoke it with, whatever. Make a pipe out of aluminum foil. I will just cut the screen out of the faucet. It took me almost an hour to get this thing out, and when I pulled it out, it's like this half-inch thick piece of plastic.
That's right. They put the plastic.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Dude, I was so pissed. So in the end, I took some nail clippers and cut it out of the screen that goes to the balcony, and I realized when I was going down to cut the little screen for my bowl, I was not the first person to think of this.
Yeah.
There were little screen clippings missing from this everywhere, man.
Yeah, you know that when you basically check into your first apartment. Your first apartment is one of those things that you just have enough money to get in, but it's still going to be a little thin, but you need to get in there. That sink will splash and spray all over.
Right, the first time.
I mean, there's not a sink in that entire apartment complex. It actually just pours water like it should.
I have never gone to Home Depot to buy screens for a home project.
No.
Just like some of my friends never went to the bead store to buy bags because they do beads.
Random.
I mean, like, come on, man.
Cool, school, skull and crossbone ones.
Look at that. Random.
Oh, we can take a quick break here.
Yeah, I was like, where do they get all these little bags?
Bead shops.
Right, somebody else is like, that they're not for drugs.
Jewelry.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Illegal stuff.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, category smells and sandwiches, and more of your calls on our random question coming up in seconds.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.